بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, everything has a character. Every theory has a character, every nationality has a character, every kind of people have character, every country has a character. The character of Islam is kindness, is mercy. And this comes from the fact that the person who introduced Islam to us, through whom we got Islam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him a mercy to all creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have not sent you except as mercy for all the worlds, for the whole of creation. And therefore, this is the character of Islam, mercy and kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your Rabb has written for himself rahmah, mercy. I remind myself and you that therefore mercy should become our signature. Mercy should become our differentiator. Mercy should become the sign that we are Muslims. Now, what is mercy? What is kindness? Mercy is forgiveness. Mercy is to do good to those who do bad. To do good to those who good is justice. It is not mercy. Mercy is beyond that. Mercy is ahead of that. And that ahead is to do good to those who do evil. Many times when we talk about forgiveness, people say, oh, but you know, that person did that, and that person hurt me, and that person knowingly did something, so why should I forgive them? And I say to them, and I say to myself, let us forgive because Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave. Our example is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we mean when we say Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. This is not an academic statement. It's not just something we are saying for the sake of saying. When I say I bear witness, what does it mean? It means that I am the evidence that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood for mercy. That I bear witness that he is the Rasul of Allah, meaning that I follow him, that I obey him, that I emulate him or try to emulate him in everything that he said or did. And all that he said or did was mercy. All that he said or did was forgiveness. See the beauty of the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just giving you some, you know, random examples. I mean, there are many examples, and that's the reason why studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just reading it, studying the biography, studying the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so critical and essential for studying Islam, in order to study Islam. Now, if you see the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take somebody like Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Now, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, before he became radiallahu anhu, at the time of Fatah Makkah, when Makkah was conquered, before that, his whole focus from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared Islam, Abu Sufyan's whole focus was to destroy the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that process, to also harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and maybe even to kill him and assassinate him. This was his whole focus. Be it the Battle of Badr, which he was the architect of, be it the Battle of Uhud, which he was the commanding general of the army against Rasulullah, be it the Battle of Al-Ahzab, Al-Khandaq, where he not only brought the Quraysh, but he brought 10,000 others, the people from, the surrounding tribes. He did everything possible to harm the work of Rasulullah. And if you think about that, how did the work of Rasulullah harm him in any way? Nothing. Rasulullah's preaching of Islam was not harmful to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. True, it upset, meaning that if people believed in Islam, it would have upset the social order, based on discrimination, based on privilege of a few people, literally based on injustice. It would have upset that social order. And for that reason, he did all of this. But when Rasulullah, when he came to Rasulullah, he was brought actually at the time of the, just before the Fatah of Makkah, that previous night, he was brought by Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu anhu, captured because he was caught by the Muslim scouts when he was trying to spy on the Muslim army. Nabi ﷺ forgave him. And even though he did not accept Islam at the time, he tried to, he said, I believe in Allah, but I don't believe in you. I mean, imagine even at that time. Now, of course, Abu Sufyan had the honesty to say that. I mean, that also shows the integrity of the man. He didn't just try to, say something just to save his life. He knew that he might end up getting killed in the process. But he said, no, I mean, if I don't believe, I don't believe. And maybe Allah Alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Islam, and then he was true to Islam throughout his life. But the point I'm making is that here is a person who actively harmed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or tried his best, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Take the wife of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, Hinda radiallahu anha. She not only plotted and planned to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she actually harmed him by arranging for the killing of his dearest brother, his uncle, and his greatest and dearest supporter and sahabi, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. And not only did she stop at that, but once Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu had been killed by Al-Wahshi radiallahu anhu, she mutilated his body and cut out his heart. Yet Rasulullah ﷺ forgave her. Al-Wahshi radiallahu anhu himself, who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah ﷺ forgave him. And this is the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a story of forgiveness after forgiveness after forgiveness. So this must become our story. We must develop this habit and this capacity to forgive. And we must do that so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show mercy to those on the earth and the owner of the heaven will show mercy to you. And he said, forgive those who are in this world, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayat in Surah An-Nur, specifically saying that, do you not want Allah to forgive you? So therefore, I remind myself and you that kindness and mercy is the signature, is the nature, is the character of Islam. And therefore, let us try our best to develop that ourselves. And the way to do that, as I said, is to make your heart expand, make your heart bigger, learn to forgive and do that not because the other person deserves it, but because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. So don't worry about whether the other person deserves it or does not deserve it. We also do not deserve forgiveness, yet we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So just like that, let us create some excuses for ourselves to say that, Ya Allah, so-and-so harmed me, so-and-so did this, did that, yet I forgave that person because I want you to forgive me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive us and to have mercy on us as He always has, and to grant us Jannatul Firdaus and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi ghairi hisab. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.